Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris McMonagle. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 636. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. On The Bridge Show. You know what that means. A little bit of time, but a lot of action. As we take you from Cardin Roberts, and we bridge right to Keith McPherson, who's got you from 7 all the way to midnight, KM to the AM. But before we get to the next AM, let's talk about this afternoon, because it was one hell of a baseball day. That was just a roller coaster of emotion. You should have seen it here. I know you saw the video. Craig put out the video of Evan when Diaz blew the save. I'm in there pacing as the Yankees tie it up and go into, you know, the bottom of the ninth tied after blowing the lead against the Orioles, unable to sweep. But for you Met fans, that's got to be – I know Evan and Craig kind of there were debating on whether it's a big win or not. So let me break the tie. Yeah, that's a big win. And I agree with Evan. It's a big win because of what a loss would have signified. And that's part of the reason we talk about how, you know, this team has been special. It's been a special group, this Met fan group, this Met team right now. And, you know, from the beginning, from the news of DeGrom going down, the impending doom feeling has been around this team, but unable to penetrate it. Maybe not the fans. Maybe you guys have that feeling of doom when you hear the news last night when you know, Scherzer walks off the mound and you know, gives the kill sign and walks off, and you figure that's it. He's gone for a long time, and we found out today he is going to be gone for 2 months, 6 to 8 weeks. It'd probably be longer than that, let's be honest. He's freaking 37 years old. He's not gonna heal quickly. I doubt it very much. So you're probably looking at least 2 months, probably more than that. But from the minute DeGrom went down, and I've talked about this a couple times, when McGill made that first start of the year for the Mets and was excellent, it set the tone that this team was going to step up, that this team was going to get performances from guys you wouldn't expect it, that the moves they made in the offseason were going to work because everybody stepped up. And for the most part, everybody has played well. Not everybody. But for the most part, the team has played well. Can has been great. A lot of the guys there, you know, Marte's been up and down a little bit. Now he's away from the team on the bereavement list here. But it's been a special team who's had special moments. And today was another one off the news of Scherzer. Off the news that the guy you brought in that made it okay that DeGrom is gone. It made it okay that the best pitcher in baseball isn't going to be here until the All-Star break. Everything that he was the anchor of this team, that everything was going to be fine. Even though, you know, your manager told you last night, well, you know, he pitches once every fifth or sixth day, once every 7 days. No, Max Scherzer is incredibly important to this team, but he's not the be-all, end-all. And him gone for 2 months is not going to kill this team that's got off to an incredible start and has done things that can allow a team to go through moments like this. They've built a 7-game lead on the Phils in this division by playing excellent baseball for the first 2 months. They've built a 7-game lead. That's why you do it. That's why these wins are important. That's why today, when Diaz blows the save, it feels like a gut punch. And when your guy, Pete Alonso, who now leads, I believe, Major League Baseball in RBIs, hits a moonshot nearly 500 feet, no doubter, to pull this game out of the fire, down a run in the bottom of the 10th, to win that game from your guy, who you are going to need to step up. You've seen Lindor need to step up 8 consecutive at-bats after the horrendous last month he's had, bounce back and have 8 consecutive at-bats of getting on. You're going to need him to step up. Superstars have to be superstars. It's nice to have guys step up. It's nice to have Nimmo have a great season. It's nice for Mark Canha to be a nice little addition to the team, get on base, come through with a couple of home runs, but always put together a good at bat, hit the ground ball that everybody loves against St. Louis that leads to that win. It's nice when guys step up like that. And Guillerme has a great play where he blocks the base. It's nice when those guys play well. It's nice when McGill steps up and takes over. But you need your superstars to be superstars too. And Pete Alonso is your guy, is the Mets superstar. And for him to come through with this home run and take this team out of the fire and give a win on the day you found out you're going to lose your superstar pitcher that you could count on every fifth day. This was a huge win because a loss puts you in the dumps. And it shouldn't necessarily. I know it's going to as a Met fan, and we hear it all the time. We get took calls now. The Met fan is going to be head in hand. Can't believe it always happens to us. I heard Tiki a lot today, the feeling of we can't have nice things. It's always, this is always going to happen. Something's always going to happen. And last year, it did. And if you're going to go back to last year, even though your owner was the same last year, it's a new ownership group, and I agree with Evan, and we'll get into it in a second. It is different that Steve Cohen's the owner of this team as opposed to Will Pons. But he was the owner last year, and this team fell apart when DeGrom got hurt. Fell apart down the stretch. They were in first place for, 90 days? And it fell apart. And I could understand every Met fan's trepidation that the same thing's going to happen this year. The same thing's going to happen that happened this year and last year and the year before that and the year before that. I get it. I really do. But this team has shown you the ability to step up. And this pitching staff, this starting rotation that now has Bassett, the guy that from jump went out there and attacked the best hitters in baseball and attacked Juan Soto and said, we don't care who's at the plate. Who stepped up and pitched great and has performed since getting traded over here from Oakland. You've got Neil Walker, who's been good. Carrasco has been a different pitcher than he was last year. Peterson has stepped up and pitched well. This pitching staff is going to have to continue to do that, but they have shown you they can. And this team continues to fight, continues to pull wins out like today. It's a significant win on a day where everything was heading in the wrong direction. And ultimately, okay, so say they're 6 games ahead of Philly instead of 7 games, and they, you know, Diaz, who's been great, has the one bad, outing here, and they split a series with St. Louis. It's not the end of the world, but it would have created a feeling of here we go. And it would have been up to the Mets to change that starting tomorrow, which hopefully they will. But that's not what happened. Instead, it was another, a buoying performance that shows you this group is capable of outlasting these injuries. And with a 7-game lead, they don't have to go and play 700 baseball during the stretch. They don't have to play 600 baseball during the stretch. Go out there and play 500 because you know what? Your division stinks right now. And I know you can't count on that forever, and I'm not telling you to rest on your laurels and say, wow, the Phillies are 2 games under. Wow, the defending champion Atlanta Braves are 17-21. We can relax on that because that's where the Atlanta Braves were last year, and look where they finished. I'm not saying that. But you've built, and eventually these guys are going to have to come back, or you're not going to have the season you want to have. This season won't end the way you want it to end. But right now, all you've got to do is continue to have Alonso be Alonso, McNeil, who's been incredible, and, Evan and the show, we've talked about the idea of him giving up on the home run and getting back to the player he was in 18 and 19, and just this incredible roll out of bed and hit line drives and do it with runners on scoring position. I think, he jumped for no reason in the outfield today. If you want to applaud that play, great. And really, Guillerme was the one who made the play at second base to get that out. But still, he's played well defensively. You've moved him around second base, the outfield. That's fine. He's not really great anywhere. He's solid at second base. But ultimately, he hits line drives, and he hits with runners in scoring position, and he's a 315, 320 hitter. And he's been incredible for this team. Incredible. As Lindor is slumped, and these two, struggled together last year and kind of had the fight, you see them really close and connected in the dugout, and McNeil right now comes through every time you need him to. And really the same thing for Nimmo, who's playing through, a quad injury right now, Bruce Quad, or whatever he's dealing with. And there's been other injuries. Now, obviously, McGill has the bicep injury. Now you've lost Scherzer. You're going to have to deal with these things. But playing the way they played early on in this year, having the trust they have in their manager, having the trust they have in a guy like Alonso, who's their leader on this team, having that kind of trust in the leadership group and in the owner that this guy, this team knows, and here's where the owner plays a part, and Evan talked about it briefly, this is where the owners play a part in this because the team knows all they have to do is stay close, and he will do whatever it takes. There will be no price tag too lofty. There will be no player who's under too long a contract. There will be nothing he won't do. Look at the minute DeGrom went down, what'd he do? The minute he went down, the Paddock trade was out there from San Diego. He was going to trade for Hosmer and Paddock, whether you liked it or not, for Dom Smith, who's having a terrible start to his year. I was hoping he'd be better. But if, you know, even if you liked it or not, the point was the second it went down, this team was looking to impact their team and impact their rotation and impact their clubhouse and impact this roster in any way it saw it needed to do it. And they'll continue to do it now. It's not as easy to do it now, especially with the new added, you know, playoff rounds. All these teams think they're in it. But as this thing gets closer, all the Mets are going to have to do is continue to play solid baseball, continue to go out there and win series for the most part. But they don't even have to do that at this point. They've built up enough lead and they have enough injuries where all they have to do is play 500 baseball. And so this game signified the fact that this team understands that. This team is going to go out there and play every second of every inning of every game and go out there and play their hearts out and never give up and fight and claw. And when it comes down to it, Pete Alonso and Lindor and McNeil and all the, you know, the solid players they have on this team, whether they need another bat, whether they need another arm in the rotation, whether they need another guy in the bullpen, which is all, you know, if they want to get to a World Series, things they need. But right now, this group has shown you the gumption to go out there and win these games. This is a game they lose last year. Following off the injury news, you get the news mid-game that, you know, or right before the game starts, whenever it was out there, that it's going to be 2 months, that he's got a moderate to severe. Usually they give numbers on this. I thought it's either a two-grade strain, a three-grade strain. It's moderate to severe, and it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks. Is that going to be like 6 to 8 weeks shut down or 6 to 8 weeks back on the mound? I don't know, but 6 to 8 weeks. It's going to be 2 months. He's 37 years old. He's been pitching forever. He's going to be out for a long time. It's not the season. DeGrom's not the season. And right now, the rest of this pitching staff has stepped up. Bassett, Walker, Carrasco, you feel good about all of those guys. When McGill comes back, you feel good about McGill. Who knows how long he'll be out with the bicep? I don't think very long. But right now, they've stepped up. And this game, just to me, ultimately, it's a big win because you don't want to have the feeling of, oh, man, we lost a brutal game where we had the lead. Our closer's been lights out. This is the game he decides to blow it. You know, we just learned the news about Max. This is a team that we were fighting with and, you know, really looking to take 3 out of 4 against them. And we had the game right where we wanted it. Lindor's finally back. You know, he's, you know, had a great game here in Glass, great 8 at-bats. Everything's kind of going in the right direction. And we blow it in the ninth and we lose the game. It would have just created a feel like, you know, that's one that slipped away at the wrong time. And you go into the next day feeling like, wow, we have to recover from that. And instead, the man of this team steps up and hits an absolute no-doubt bomb and rises this team and makes them feel a whole lot better heading into this next series and feeling like they're ready to take on the world no matter who is injured. And that's what they're going to have to do. Just keep plugging away, keep playing baseball. They got the right manager for it. And I feel like they're in a good spot. Because if you watch the Phillies, I don't love them. If you watch the Braves, they're a complete mess right now, dealing with their own things, and they've built a 7-game lead just for this. Now, I know I've seen seven game leads vanish in 17 games. I know. I remember it. But this isn't the same team. This isn't that team. And this is a team that continues to impress and come through in the big spot. And all they got to do is keep their heads above water until they get these pitchers back, and then hopefully everyone's healthy and pitches, which really, that's the main concern with me. The concern isn't necessarily DeGrom's never coming back. It's can DeGrom come back and stay back? Can Max Scherzer come back from this injury and not tweak it again? Can that be something? Because he's dealt with things down the stretch of seasons late in, you know, especially late in his career. He's had the neck injury late in seasons. Last year, he couldn't even finish the season with a dead arm. And maybe that's a way to look at it positively, too. These guys are going to come back with not a lot of innings. Not a lot of innings on a Max Scherzer season gone for 2 months. Maybe he'll be better down the stretch than he was when he couldn't take the ball in the NLCS for the Dodgers last year. Who knows? But this was a good win. This was a good win for the Mets. It was a more than just the average May win against the Cardinals to take 3 out of 4 and keep the train rolling. It was significant considering what's going on with this team. Considering Buck Showalter came on with Carton and Roberts yesterday and said, what's the one issue with this? When asked what's the one issue about this team, he said health. And then they get that night the devastating news of their ace, their guy, their $40 million man goes down. And what do? They rally from a brutal gut punch where they had the game won and then they win it down a run in the bottom of the 10th with a huge home run from their guy. Today was a good day for the Mets. And for the Yankees, I hope this doesn't come condescending, but yeah, who cares? They took 3 out of 4. They rally back. They continue to fight. That's the thing about this Yankee team, too. I mean, you want to talk about comparisons to last year, like we just talked about with the Mets with the Yankees here. This is a game that never even comes. They lose that in the 7th inning with Castro, or the 6th or whatever inning it was, and Castro blows the lead. That's it. They don't rally back. LeMahieu doesn't get that base hit to tie the game. It just doesn't happen. And this is, I mean, they're on a stretch you can't believe of winning baseball games at 98 Yankee at a 98 Yankee pace. They could have easily packed this game up. Easily. Instead, you got kind of Falefa stealing bases and blue pits. And, you know, Joey Gallo even gets a walk. And Stanton, who's had an incredible day, an incredible start to his season, laces one. It just happens to be right at Mullins. I mean, this Yankee team continues to fight. So, I mean, as a Yankee fan, it sucks. You'd like to win the game, but on to the White Sox. All right, McMonagle here with you a few more minutes here on The Bridge Show. Keith McPherson comes your way at 7. Mets fans, be excited. Be happy. It's okay. Don't let anybody bring you down. Today was a good day for the New York Mets. 6:50, we'll come back, wrap it up, and get you to 7 o'clock. And Keith McPherson, McMonagle here with you right here on The Bridge Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.